The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Doug Badger is a visiting fellow in domestic policy studies at the Heritage Foundation. His career in public policy spans more than three decades, includes stints as a policy advisor to the White House, the U.S. Senate, Department of Health and Human Services, and the Social Security Administration. And Doug is on the 94.5 The Answer guest line. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey.
Appreciate you spending a few minutes of your morning with us. You know, almost every day, Doug, we're bombarded with headlines declaring the latest record-breaking positive COVID cases. Here in South Carolina yesterday, a lot of headlines read that we had 39 new deaths. Now, what they didn't tell you was that those 39 deaths, yes, they did happen, but over a period of a couple of weeks, we'd had actually six new deaths on the date that they were reporting for. But I guess some hospitals had failed to report on a timely basis. And it makes you, you're a little suspect of the numbers. Let's talk for a minute. I mean, who do we believe? What reports do we believe it? And are we talking ourselves into, to making this crisis even worse?
Yeah, that is an excellent question, Joey. And look, the focus that we should have on this is not so much on the numbers. And I say that as somebody who delves into the numbers for hours and hours every day. But the focus should be on protecting people who are most vulnerable. Look, 90% of the deaths, however they're reported, however they're counted, whenever they come in and get publicized, 90% of the deaths are among the elderly. You know, this is a serious disease, predominantly for those over 65, particularly those in nursing homes and those with certain medical conditions like cancer, diseases of the heart, kidneys and lungs, obesity, type 2 diabetes. If that describes you, you need to use some common sense. The numbers that get reported in are generalities and so on and so forth. You're responsible for your health and the health of your family, and you need to take precautions that most of the population doesn't need to take.
Right. Right. And that means, you know, staying at home. like my 80-year-old mother, I keep telling her, and you know, Doug, honestly, she tells me she just forgets sometimes that something is happening out there, and she'll go to the Dollar General store for no reason at all. She's just bored at home. And I say, Mother, you got to stay at home. Wear your mask if you're out. But it's tough for people to do that. But you're right. If we'll protect the most vulnerable, then we're all going to be much better off, and this thing doesn't have to continue to grow. But it's almost, again, I keep saying we've talked ourselves into a crisis.
Yeah, I do think that, and I do fault a lot of public officials on this at the federal, state, and local level. They're approaching this as though, well, we have to shut everything down till we get a vaccine and lock people in their houses and so forth. That's simply not the case. Now, listen, I am not downplaying the fact that younger people can get this and get sick. You probably read about Freddie Freeman with the Atlanta Braves. You can't pick a younger, healthier person. And when he talks about how sick he was, it really hits home. And he had what would be classified as a mild case. Okay. So younger people can get this. But when you're dealing with a population of 330 million people, you don't lock everybody in their houses. You talk to the people who are most at risk. And you say to them, yeah, restaurants are open, but you know what? You shouldn't be going to the restaurant. If you got to go to the grocery store, wear a mask.
Yeah.
You know, these kinds of sensible messages to the people who are most at risk. And we have got to, Joey, do something about what's going on in the nursing homes where half of these deaths are occurring. When they put out these death numbers, they don't tell you that.
Yeah.
They make it seem like people are dropping dead on the streets. And the reality is that's not what's happening. Numbers can be used to inform. They can be used to mislead. And I think, unfortunately, the way the numbers have been publicized around this particular pandemic has done more to misinform people than to inform them.
Right, right. Or do you think, Doug, are we headed for another lockdown, another stay-at-home order? California, again, you get back to the numbers, reporting record numbers again yesterday. Do you think officials are going to close us down again?
You know, I think it's going to depend on the state. I live in Florida, where we're averaging 11,000 new cases a day. So we have a lot going on. But our governor, Governor DeSantis, I think has been very, very sensible in trying to drive the message to seniors and trying to protect people in nursing homes. And most importantly, in some of these areas where you get a surge in cases, you've got to protect the hospitals so that they have beds available and they have ventilators available if, in fact, you get a sudden crush of patients. He's doing all those sorts of things. What he's not doing is saying, we're going to lock down the whole state again. That's not an effective policy. And frankly, it's not sustainable. You can't keep people on lockdown for an indefinite period of time. It doesn't work.
Right, right. Doug Badger with the Heritage Foundation. Appreciate what you guys do, Doug, and thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Joey. Have a great day.
You too. Have a blessed and thankful Thursday.